fierce and perhaps unexpected burst of those metals' power within that Allomancer. Soulbearer fairings can store investiture in a Nigrosil metal mind. This is a power that very few know anything about. Indeed, I'm certain the people of Terrace don't truly know what they are doing when they use these powers. Pewter. Pewter arm mistings, a.k.a. thugs, burn pewter to increase their physical strength, speed, and durability, also enhancing their body's ability to heal. Brute fairings can store physical strength in a pewter metal mind, reducing their strength while actively storing, and can tap it at a later time to increase their strength. Steel. Coinshot mistings who burn steel can push on nearby sources of metal. Pushes must be directly away from the coinshot's center of gravity. Steelrunner fairings can store physical speed in a steel metal mind, slowing them while actively storing, and can tap it at a later time to increase their speed. Tin. Tin-eye mistings who burn tin increases the sensitivity of their five senses. All are increased at the same time. Wind Whisperer fairings can store the sensitivity of one of the five senses into a tin metal mind. A different tin metal mind must be used for each sense. While storing, their sensitivity in that sense is reduced, and when the metal mind is tapped, that sense is enhanced. Zinc. Rioter mistings burn zinc to riot, inflame, the emotions of nearby individuals. This can be directed at a single individual or directed across a general area, and the rioter can focus on specific emotions. Sparker fairings can store mental speed in a zinc metal mind, dulling their ability to think and reason while actively storing, and can tap it at a later time to think and reason more quickly. On the three metallic arts. On Skadrial, there are three prime manifestations of investiture. Locally, these are spoken of as the metallic arts, though there are other names for them. Allomancy is the most common of the three. It is end-positive, according to my terminology, meaning that the practitioner draws in power from an external source. The body then filters it into various forms. The actual outlet of the power is not chosen by the practitioner, but instead is handwritten into their spirit web. The key to drawing this power comes in the form of various types of metals, with specific compositions being required. Though the metal is consumed in the process, the power itself doesn't actually come from the metal. The metal is a catalyst, you might say, that begins an investiture and keeps it running. In truth, this isn't much different from the form-based investitures one finds on Cell, where specific shape is the key. Here, however, the interactions are more limited. Still, one cannot deny the raw power of allomancy. It is instinctive and intuitive for the practitioner, as opposed to requiring a great deal of study and exactness, as one finds in the form-based investitures of Cell. Allomancy is brutal, raw, and powerful. There are 16 base metals that work, though two others, named the God metals locally, can be used in alloy to craft an entirely different set of 16 each. As these God metals are no longer commonly available, however, the other metals are not in wide use. Ferrochemy is still widely known and used at this point on Skadrial. Indeed, you might say that it is more present today than it has been in many eras past, when it was confined to distant Terrace or hidden from sight by the Keepers. Ferrochemy is an end-neutral art, meaning that power is neither gained nor lost. The art also requires metal as a focus, but instead of being consumed, the metal acts as a medium by which abilities within the practitioner are shuttled through time. Invest that metal on one day, withdraw the power on another day. It is a well-rounded art, with some feelers in the physical, some in the cognitive, and even some in the spiritual. The last powers are under heavy experimentation by the Terrace community and aren't spoken of to outsiders. It should be noted that the inbreeding of the ferrochemists with the general population has diluted the power in some ways. It is now common for people to be born with access to only one of the 16 ferrochemical abilities. It is hypothesized that if one could make metal mines out of alloys with the god metals, other abilities could be discovered. Hemallergy is widely unknown in the modern world of Skadrial. Its secrets were kept close by those who survived their world's rebirth, and the only known practitioners of it now are the Chondra, who, for the most part, serve Harmony. Hemallergy is an end-negative art. Some power is lost in the practice of it. Though many through history have maligned it as an evil art, none of the investitures are actually evil. At its core, hemallergy deals with removing abilities or attributes from one person and bestowing them on another. It is primarily concerned with things of the spiritual realm and is of the greatest interest to me. If one of these three arts is of great interest to the Cosmere, it is this one. I think there are great possibilities for its use. Combinations. It is possible on Skadrial to be born with ability to access both Allomancy and Ferrochemy. This has been of specific interest to me lately, as the mixing of different types of investiture has curious effects. One needs look only at what has happened on Roshar to find this manifested. Two powers, combined, often have an almost chemical reaction. Instead of getting out exactly what you put in, you get something new. On Skadrial, someone with one allomantic power and one ferrochemical power is called twin-born. The effects here are more subtle than they are when mixing surges on Roshar, but I am convinced that each unique combination also creates something distinctive. Not just two powers, you could say, but two powers and an effect. This demands further study. We hope you've enjoyed Shadows of Self, a Macmillan audio production from Tor Books. Text copyright 2015 by Dragonsteel Entertainment, LLC. Production copyright 2015 by Macmillan Audio. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.